This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Tuesday night, right after Bachelor in Paradise Season 7, 3 hours. Three-hour episode, but before we get into all of that, let's chat a little bit about, last weekend and then kind of what we got coming up. I feel like, dude, this month's been a blur. I feel like this last month's been a blur. Where were we last weekend? I honestly can't even. Oh, we're here in Denver.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. Eddie asked me the same question before we got started. He's like, "Where?" I was like, took me a second.
Yeah, it took me, yeah. Yeah, we're here in Denver, played another awesome gig at Mile High Spirits. Again,
September has nothing on October.
Yeah, we are busy in October. What, 6 cities, I think?
Oh, more than that. I think like seven, eight
cities in October. It's going to be a wild October. But yeah, I mean, Mile High had another awesome weekend in Mile High. I had my first real barbecue here at my new place. So that was fun. Had a football Sunday here at my place. Grilled up.
Can we talk about the after party?
No.
On Saturday? That was very funny. What a story.
Yeah, thanks, quote unquote Uncle, after party.
Thanks, Uncle Darren.
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle D. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, it was a fun weekend. It was a fun little, it's good to be home. It's good to be home. And it's honestly the first time. We're going to be home in like 9 weekends, dude. 9 weekends, I think.
Yeah, I don't even consider it being home anymore. It's like, because you're still working. It's like.
Oh, I do.
It's like nice to be home, but then it's like it's still work, so it's very
yeah,
it's not enjoyable. It's not like full relaxation, like
yeah. But at least we get to sleep in our own beds. Like I consider being home. Yeah. Fuck, man. Like thank God for Mile High Spirits residency. Otherwise, we would be gone every single weekend.
Yeah,
but we are gone for the next like 9 weekends.
And we have a lot of back to backs coming up. Like
yeah, a lot of back to backs coming up. Super excited about next week. Well, this weekend. We're out in Houston for a private event. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, sorry, Houston cool listeners.
Yeah. Sorry, it's not a public event, unfortunately. Can we say what it is? We can talk about what it is, right?
Yeah. Private Lamborghini
event. So it's a private Lamborghini owner party, I guess, right? Like, yeah. I feel like...
With a philanthropy tie to it. Because Saturday's a big charity event for... I think it proceeds go to, like, Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah. So... It's going to be fun. We're excited. Black tie event, getting all dressed up, playing a pool party Friday and then the gala Saturday, raise some money. And also we're going to drive some Lambos, baby.
Yeah. Drifting. I'm
pumped for that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to be shitting my pants because I drive like an old man and I have no idea what to expect with this.
I am super pumped. I'm going to be drifting the shit out of those Lambos, baby. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I don't want to drive anything because I don't want the liability.
Oh, really? You're going to sit in the passenger seat when I'm driving?
No. I don't even think we're allowed to drive, which I think is good. I think professional drivers are driving us.
I don't know. She's literally said in that email that she's going to teach us to drift Lambos.
Yeah, I'm fuck that.
I'm fucking in. I am in, baby. I am in. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I don't want any. Yeah, I'm not paying for a Lamborghini.
I want to drive one for sure. I hope they'll let me drive one. But yeah, I'm excited. I've never really actually been to Houston. I've just flown in and driven. So I'm excited to see what Houston has to offer.
I love you. I don't love Houston actually, but there's a lot of culture there.
For sure. That's what I've heard. Big city.
The melting pot. Very big city.
Yeah.
They have two downtowns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So looking forward to that. And then honestly, like Eric said, we're all over the place this month. I mean, stay tuned. We're going to put out a little calendar, I think, kind of because we're everywhere. Biggest thing being Blended Fest out in San Diego this month, which is going to be a blast.
Yeah. I do want to put up a poll. We got to take a picture and see who outdresses who on this black tie event.
Oh, well, I'm not even going. I'm just doing my usual, but we'll do it. I still got 2 days to maybe go look. I got 2 days to go look.
We do have some new Bachelor news we could talk about, though.
What's that?
So Jesse Palmer, I think we talked about
last week
that either you or one of us said it, that we think that he would be a good host as a past lead. Mm-hmm. And obviously coming from like the football background, and he's done a lot of, he's been a face of football for a long time on ESPN and other networks. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
that'll be interesting to see how he does.
I saw that news come through today, literally like right when the episode was starting. Yeah. Like, listen, I'm glad they stayed in, like, I guess in family, if you will, you know, like I'm happy that we got a host who's been the lead, who's been in basketball for a while, but also he's like completely separated from the show. Like a lot of people don't even know he was The Bachelor years ago. Like, oh, it's, yeah, shocking how many people don't know. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know until I was in the world. And then I was like, oh, Jesse Palmer was The Bachelor. So I'm a little, honestly, what it makes me think is they don't think Wells can do it, because I feel like Wells was an easy choice. People love Wells. I just feel like maybe they think he can't do it. That's the only reason why I see they go all the way to Jesse Palmer.
It's interesting.
Which maybe is a little bit of a kick to the dick to Wells. Or maybe he, I mean, we don't know. Maybe we'll get some more dick, you know, info. Maybe he did turn it down. I don't know. We don't know. I doubt it. But we'll see. We'll see. But I think Jesse's going to do a great job. He's very good at what he does on ESPN, mm-hmm, and in the football world. And he was doing that, I think, before The Bachelor, right? Like, I think he was, he's like, his whole thing was like coasting and being a commentator and everything.
Well, no, he was a former NFL quarterback.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah, yeah, I knew and that.
Then,
yeah.
Then went into a little bit of broadcasting. I think it was on Fox.
Yeah, yeah. So he was NFL broadcasting, Sunday, I think, before and everything. Yeah. So he's going to do a great job. He's a professional. He was just host of another ABC show recently. So he'll do a good job. Don't get me wrong, but I think I'm shocked that it wasn't Wells. I think it's a little bit of, like I said, a kick to the dick for Wells, but it'll be interesting to see what comes out about that. Wells will be professional about it. Like, he's not going to be pissed or anything. Like, that's not what Wells is, but I wish it was Wells. I think Wells would have done a great job.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
that's about it.
That is it. So let's get into the episode, man. Honestly, this episode is fucking frustrating. This could have been a 2-hour episode, man. This could have been a 90-minute episode. Like, the amount, I just feel like they tried so hard at the beginning of the season. They cram so much into the first 3 or 4 episodes that they're grasping at air right now, man, trying to get these last few episodes done. And it's hard to watch, man. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's, like I said before we got on here, I feel drained after tonight. So, like, it's like, really, I just watched 3 hours and
dragged on.
That was a lot.
We'll be right back.
Tonight, I mean, listen, we started out hot, right? We had the whole Ivan and Aaron thing. The first 30 minutes was pretty good TV and was a good episode. So let's get into that. I mean, kind of, it started hot out of nowhere. Like, I kind of forgot that it ended that way last week.
Yeah.
But Aaron and Ivan were like getting into it.
I mean, they were nose to nose.
Yeah, nose to nose. Aaron was pissed because Ivan basically said he wasn't interested in sealing a rose, but then grabbed Chelsea and they made out. Mm-hmm. So Aaron felt, I don't know, lied to, I guess. He felt lied to, betrayed.
Which he clearly was. I mean,
yeah, he was. And Ivan, watching Ivan kind of fumble through his words, like, you could tell he knew he was fucking busted. Yeah. They even did that little like replay back to where Ivan said, you know, like all those things, like, I'm not gonna steal a rose. And then Ivan was telling everybody that Chelsea grabbed him. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea was like, no.
Well, they even Ivan went back and replayed that.
Yeah, I wish they would have.
No, they did.
Oh, they did? Did they?
They did go back and replay that. And clearly they were standing at the bar and Ivan was like, can we go talk for a second?
Yeah. So Ivan is busted. Like, he's busted. And I didn't, at the time when it was airing, I didn't realize, like, why is he so desperate to get a rose? Why is he acting this way? Then it comes out. Wells kind of pulls him aside, you know, from the rose ceremony. Comes out that this I'm confused about. And I want to talk about this because basically, so Ivan snuck into during the, you know, the shutdown of the beach during the hurricane. Ivan somehow figures out Alexis' room.
He must have saw the room list on an email. Some producer left the phone open,
which is clearly super sketch. Producers don't leave their phones around ever. They're rarely even on their phones ever in front of contestants. So I don't know how that happened, unless it was purposely done. I don't know. Ivan finds out her room, sneaks into Alexa's room, and they hang out all night.
Before that, what were your thoughts on how heated Riley got?
So yeah, Riley gets fucking super pissed.
Like there. I feel like he's just looking for smoke. Yeah, like
he wanted all the smoke. Like he wanted to fucking fight Aaron.
And I was wrong last week because I thought that was aimed at Thomas because in the clip Thomas is standing next to him, so I saw his face. But yeah, clearly he was going in at Aaron hard.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like Thomas's face was in the clip, but that seemed out of the blue. But I didn't realize how close Ivan and Riley are. Like they're boys, you know, he was like, literally, I'd die for that man. I was like, damn, you know? So I guess to that degree, I get it, but he definitely lost his temper. He went a little overboard. And he kind of like, remember when he kind of did that with Chris too? Like, I feel like Riley's is a bit of a hothead and likes to show, you know, be a little, he's got a little toxic masculinity in him. I think he likes to like peacock a little bit. But at the same time, he's coming for his boy. And at the time he thought Ivan was in the right. And Aaron was way in the wrong.
And later we see like he's like, man, I feel really stupid.
Yeah, turns out Ivan fucking was the one in the wrong by far. And Riley was like, damn, like man, you made me feel like an idiot. I really stuck up for you, and I look like a fool. But I don't know. Like, listen, Ivan going to see Alexa is wrong. Don't get me like, it is wrong.
Yeah, because that ruined both of their shots.
Yeah, Alexa is not going down to the beach after that.
And we kind of met Alexa last week in Chicago. Now I pieced it together. I was like, holy.
Yeah. And Alexa, she was super cool. She was fun. She was nice. She came to my show. She's stunning. She's a gorgeous woman.
Stunning.
Stunning woman. So I get why Ivan wanted to meet her. And
yeah,
honestly,
don't blame him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame him. And honestly, I think the producers, like, I guarantee you, Ivan kept saying, when's Alexa coming down? Because they do ask you at every ITM, they're like, who do you want to see down here next? I bet, guarantee you, Ivan kept saying, Alexa, Alexa, Alexa. Now, am I saying that the producers left out her room number on purpose? I don't know. It's very convenient. Now, I don't know any of these things, but that's crazy to me that somehow Ivan not only found the room number, but then snuck out. And I mean, obviously he wasn't as sneaky as he thought. Like he got busted for it.
But it's kind of weird. Like but he said he was there and they were on the balcony for hours.
Yeah, hours. Talking. All
like,
night.
Why wouldn't a producer come in, like, if they knew about that? When they
the only
come
thing I can think
of
is Alexa told a producer the next day in an ITM, and that's how they figured it out. That's what I think maybe happened.
Did you see Noah's little smirk? And he's like, well, we're roommates, but he wasn't saying a fucking word.
Yeah, fuck no. Because he knows. Yeah, he knows. Yeah. Maybe Noah snitched. I don't know. Yeah, no, right? I don't think Noah's the type to snitch. I don't think Noah's the
Not
type
at all.
Snitch. No, but I thought Ivan handled the situation with, like, he talked to everybody, you know. The one thing I find super sketch about the whole thing, he clearly was using Chelsea to get a rose to wait for Alexa to come down. That was sketch. The way he used Chelsea, made out with her, told Aaron he didn't want to steal a rose, but he knew that the only way he was going to stick around.
So it was completely out of desperation for Ivan.
Which is sketch, and I get why Chelsea was pissed, why Aaron was pissed. That is sketchy in itself. Him going to see Alexa, fine. Yes, it breaks the quote-unquote rules. But what he did to Chelsea was a little sketch. That was a little sketch.
Yeah, who would have ever thought Chelsea would have been in the middle of drama?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, a lot of drama.
Coming in so late.
But it kind of ends with Ivan just walking off the beach. He just kind of left the beach.
They kind of gave him the out instead of booting him. They're like,
they're like, why don't you go tell everybody and get...
You're resigning, you're not being fired.
Yeah. And then I guess, you know, we go through the rest of the rose ceremony and Tia picks James. So Blake goes home and then DeMar never really had a chance at a rose. And who was the other three of them?
Dr. Joe.
Oh, and Dr. Joe, Natasha gave her rose to Ed. That's kind of how it ends. Those three guys go home. We kind of go to the next day.
Yeah. Wells introduces himself.
Wells is the new host, which is cool. That was kind of a funny way to do it.
Then it kind of goes to like Kenny. I didn't see this coming. Like Kenny losing feelings. Like
So we kind of we had
like
that
he
moment.
Was missing something with Mari.
Right. Well, we just have the moment with. And listen, I don't want to go into every single fucking couple because we'll be here all night. But like, it gets to the moment where Wells is kind of like, guys, like we have 2-3 days left. We need to have the serious conversations of who's here to be engaged and who's not. And you kind of see in everybody's eyes, and this happens, like you kind of see the whole like, fuck, this is real. Like, this isn't fun and games. We're here to get followers. Like, this is like, oh shit. Like, we got to put a ring on it or we got to get the fuck out of here. And Kenny and Mari had a moment where Kenny felt like Mari was pulling away. Mari felt like Kenny was pulling away. There's just a lack of communication there. And we'll get into that whole, like, the spiritual person kind of coming down. But it's just like, I feel like that way with a lot of couples now, like Noah and Abigail too, you know, they're like, where are we? Where are we at? Even Marissa and Riley to a degree, like they're happy where they are with Serena and Joe. Like, everybody's just kind of like tiptoeing around, like, are we going to get engaged? I think the best conversation of the night went to Joe and Serena yet again. They just seem on the same page, except Joe's like, yeah, you know, we'll figure it out. And it was like, yeah, solid talk. I'm like, yeah, but like you guys live in different countries. You live in different countries. You know what I mean? So Joe and Serena, though, they're like, you know, we'll figure it out when it comes to it. But they literally mentioned the word engagement. They were like, we're going to get engaged. Like, they like mentioned it. They're on a great spot. So Wells introduces himself as the host. And Wells goes into like the weird conversation that these couples have to have, right? We have to have these weird conversations where it's like, it's not just fun and games anymore. It's serious. We have a couple days left. It's going to be engagements. So basically the next like hour of the show is each formed relationship that's already down there on the beach talks about where they're at. If Mari and Kenny are like not sure kind of where they're at. And then we have Noah and Abigail kind of not sure where they're at, as well as, I mean, I guess those are the two biggest ones. Joe and Serena seem great. So let's break down. Like we have right now, Mari and Kenny. So Kenny feels like Mari's pulling away, right? Mari feels like Kenny's pulling away. So that's like a weird conversation because I just feel like they have a lack of communication right now is where I feel like they're at. Noah and Abigail, they've had trouble from the beginning, right? They have seemed to have terrible communication skills. Wells is talking to Abigail and is like, how do you feel? And he's like, dude, you need to give more. He's like, you need to give more, Abigail. So she goes into this conversation with Noah, like ready to open up. And then Noah says, I'm falling in love with you. And Abigail says nothing back. Do you think she just didn't hear him? Or do you think she just froze?
I think she did this earlier in the year or the season as well. Like he opened up and was pretty vulnerable with her and she didn't respond then either. So I don't know what she's waiting on.
Yes, exactly. I don't either. Like I can't get a read on her at all. Does she have a lot of walls up or is she just not sure she's in it? Noah?
Yeah.
I can't tell where they're at.
It's almost just like, damn, Abigail, get your man. Like he's there. Like,
And I thought, you know,
at that point, it's almost like the writing's on the wall for Noah and he sees that. And so that conversation they had later at the prom.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like it's not really surprising to me.
No, I agree. And we'll definitely get in that prom in that conversation because I thought, honestly, when I heard, so I kind of heard what has happened down there between Noah and Abigail. I thought Noah was going to come out looking like, well, I don't want to jump too far ahead. Let's wait for the prom. But I agree with you. Noah seems to be like all in, right? He seems like he's into Abigail and Abigail is just not giving him anything. And that's got to be super frustrating for him. I guess the other, like I said, Joe and Serena seem to be in a great place. So let's talk. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about then.
Becca and Thomas.
They seem to be in a great place. I mean,
who knows
if they're in a good place? They're getting zero screen time.
I don't even know. Every time they show them, they're just like little pet kisses. Like,
yeah,
hey, like, I'm here.
That's the only Becca and Thomas.
And the only time like, you see Becca we're getting. Is watching Thomas work out.
Yeah, it's very strange edit they're getting. So yeah, let's talk about Anna coming down. I feel very bad for these people coming down the stairs this late in the game. Everybody is wifed up at this point. Everybody has, basically everybody has a relationship. Anna seems to be a pretty cute girl and like fun. She seems very like lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember too much of her on Pete's season, or was it not Pete? Sorry, Matt's season.
I remember a lot of her on Matt's. She caused a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm. She got a villain edit for sure.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was a villain edit. I think she brought it upon herself. I
mean, yeah, she did that whole thing with that Britney girl, right? Didn't she talk about how
she was the one that, like, she was a woman for hire or whatever.
That's right. Fuck, that's right, that's right. So she kind of comes down. She's asking all the guys, you know, out on dates. Everybody's saying no. Yeah,
Kenny and Thomas has respectfully say no.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
they
it's nothing to do with her. It's just more the fact that, like, I don't know, like, they're all just in very solid relationships.
Yeah, except for James, really.
Yep, except for James.
Like, the two guys that...
James and Ed, those are the only two. So, yeah, she asked James, and James says yes. And I'm excited for James. This man has somehow stuck around. I'm not sure how, but he is still here. He says yes to the date. It's his first date in paradise. And it was a fun little date. Weren't they like human churros? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I don't understand with all the fucking food dates.
I forgot. That's another food date. You're right.
I don't understand rolling around in cinnamon sugar and what warm honey is gonna like.
Freaking human churros.
Just and then human churros. And then snake massages. Like, yeah, no. No thanks to either, both of those. What?
Agreed.
What if, are you allowed to say no to, like, if on a date? Like, I can't do this.
No.
Like, what happens?
No. You are not allowed to say no on a date.
I've always wondered that, because there's some things like, there's no way in hell.
No. Yeah, you can't say no to a date. Yeah. I literally don't, like, I don't think you're allowed to. Like, if you said no, they'd be like, fucking suck it. Like, I don't know what they do. That's a good question. I don't know what they do, but I know you can't really say no to a date. Well, it was cute. They seemed adorable together.
Yeah, they had a nice moment.
They actually seemed
pretty cute, like, good together.
Yeah, I agree. They seemed into each other.
We'll be right back.
This one just feels really... I feel so bad for McKenna.
Agree, man. She comes down late, man.
She had no shot.
The last person... She's definitely the last person coming down. So she's the last person to come to paradise. It's hard to watch. She also seems like a very sweet girl. She's running around trying to get a date. Literally everybody... Not only does everybody say no, but then she asks Aaron because he seems open to it, right? And then he's like, yeah, but can we talk? Which is kind of a weird way to say it. And then he says no, which I don't blame him. Listen, he actually thought he explained himself pretty well, but you're right. Like, I still feel really bad for McKenna, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, she's crying on the beach. I think she's just flustered. God knows how long she's been quarantining, dude. She's been quarantining for like fucking 15 days in that hotel, losing her mind. So at this point, I think she's just breaking down. And our boy Ed, baby, our boy Ed swoops in, knight in shining armor. And at first she says no.
Well, it was like he was fighting, like almost begging, like, just stay, look at the sunset. How could you say no? How are you going to go home?
He did a great job, don't get me wrong, but I agree. It was almost at first he went down there thinking, at least in my opinion, oh, she's like, I'm going to save her and she's going to like come on this date. And then she's like, no. And he's like, almost begging her to like go on this date with him, you know? But I thought that was a really cool move by Ed.
Yeah, it was super.
Yeah, and
stand up for him.
But yes. Yeah.
Did you find it odd that again, the whole group is like cheering him on and her on, and then there's Natasha again, like,
poor Natasha, man.
Man, she is just having a horrible experience. She doesn't deserve this paradise.
No, man, like, she's had a rough paradise, man. Agreed. Everybody's like, oh, this is cute, this is great, and then Natasha's like behind everybody, like, God,
it's like, oh yeah, that's real bitch. Cute.
Like, here we go again.
I think she said that at one point, like in the background, you could hear her say, yeah, they're real cute.
Yeah. Poor Natasha, man. But the thing is like Ed and McKenna are fucking cute together. You know what I mean? Like, they had another cute date.
She's probably the youngest one on that beach too. Cause isn't she just like 21, 22?
Is she? Oh shit. Wasn't she
like the youngest one on Pete's season?
I want to say she was like 22. So she's probably like 23, 24 now, but she's still probably one of the younger ones. Yeah.
Because when she asked Ed his age, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, 37.
And then he's like, Kenny's 40.
Yeah. Throwing Kenny under the bus. But yeah, they had a cute date. They rollerblades, fucking I don't know, it's cute. And they had a good conversation. She was glad. She kept saying she's glad he convinced her, more or less.
That's normally how it goes, because normally I'm that dude. It's like, well, this guy looks horrible, but I'm gonna give him a chance. And when they see what a fun time it is, like, okay, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah, because I don't think McKenna was into Ed.
And she said that. She's like, which is normally how it happens.
Yeah.
Like relationships are sparse.
Yeah, true. Very true.
You don't expect it.
Yeah, very true. But it sucks because I felt like Ed and Natasha were great too. So it's like, it's hard to watch. But Tia and James, you know, Tia kind of got like fucking thrown in the back burner too a little bit.
But did Tia and James really have a connection?
No.
I don't think they ever did.
No, I don't think so. I think she wanted Blake, but he just wouldn't give her anything.
Yeah. Speaking of Blake, and we're bringing up Ivan again. Like Ivan put that tweet out, I think. I can't wait till the first podcast that gets this interview or whatever. And then Blake chimed in too, I think.
I'm excited to hear these guys talk on podcasts, hear what they have to say.
Because there has to be more, especially I kind of want to hear Blake's.
I want to hear Ivan, dude. I want to actually hear if there was a fucking phone left out with a room number on it. Like, what? But that's going to be super interesting, man. But unfortunately, it's going to be a year till we get to talk to these guys on podcasts, especially now. Since they tweeted it, no way the producers are going to let him on a podcast now.
Pull some strings, Blake.
Yeah, right. Unless they want
get
to
get him on.
Cease and desist. Fuck, we'd probably get a cease and desist. Hey, boys, as soon as your contract's up, we will have you the second your contract is up. Together. Y'all can come on here together if you want.
We could definitely get Blake.
Yeah, for sure. So wait, where are we? Right. Oh, kind of ended with James. James, or sorry. Blake, or no, God, Ed and McKenna finish their date. We kind of go back to the beach and this like spiritual healer, right? Like a spiritual healer, spiritual guide.
Bruja.
Yeah, Bruja. Which, comes in and she's like,
This was so powerful.
It was cool to watch.
It's not a date, clearly, but that was the best probably date, quote unquote, of just seeing like experience culture of the year. Like that was awesome.
I didn't know Mari was so fluent in Spanish. She was like very fluent, like very, because like she was like basically translating for Kenny, but it was cool. You're right. Like it was cool to see. It was a very powerful cultural moment, but also it worked. Like they opened up to each other a ton and it helped their relationship. Like they weren't sure if they were going to make it. And then all of a sudden they left that being like, we are in this, like this is happening. I can see a future with each other. So that was a really cool moment, right? And I liked how they brought, like that culture down to the beach. It was just a cool moment. And like I said, it worked because they left there way more into each other than they had the right conversation. They had the conversations they wanted and needed. So that was cool. So let's get into this prom, man. Let's get into this prom. Super jealous. I'm super jealous of this prom. Now, I love 80s parties. And then to have an 80s prom, and they nailed it. The producers bringing in those outfits, the women in the dresses and the like, high half ponies and all that. The men in their two big suits. And God, they nailed it. Honestly, they nailed it. It was really cute watching the guys ask the girls out on prom. That was just cool. Like, I'm very jealous. That was a really cool idea by the producers. It just looked like a lot of fun. They didn't take themselves too seriously. It was just really cool. They had a fire band playing good music.
Yeah, I was hoping they would have booked Kenny's band.
Yeah, that would actually been really cool. Boy band on it. it was just really cool, lighthearted. There was like awards, you know, everybody was voting for king and queen, was voting for biggest flirt, all that fun stuff. But of course, just like any prom, there was a lot of drama. A lot of drama.
Was there a lot?
I mean, the Tia, Aaron.
I felt bad. It was hard watching Tia at the beginning of that.
Yeah, she broke down.
Like,
she broke down quite a bit. She was sad, you know, and I feel for her. Like, there's two people who, there's more than two people, but I feel like genuinely there's two people down there who really, really badly wanted a relationship. I think Kelsey, we talked about this at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Kelsey really wanted a relationship out of this. And I think Tia badly wants a relationship out of this. And she just seemed like broken. She seemed like she was giving up, right? She was just like frustrated, you know, like all her friends are in like these happy relationships.
Yeah, that montage was really weird. She's like, they're over here, they're over there.
Everybody's making out. Yeah, it was sad seeing her in her like outfit, like kind of over all alone on the tables. And then Aaron swoops in, man. Aaron comes out of nowhere, in my opinion. Like, have Aaron and Tia even talked? We've seen them not talk at all. And they have probably one of the more intense makeout sessions of the season, dude.
That is really so high school, though, too. Like, if you think back to, like, your high school, like, all right, this girl I'm kind of with, but not really, but that totally. Girl's over. I'm going to go shoot my shot with both. Like, that was very, like, high school prom-ish, like, what he did. Yeah, it was kind of, it was like, it was, they nailed, he nailed it.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I would try this. Pulls out, was it the corsage?
Yeah, the corsage, the corsage, however you say it. Yeah.
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 No, it was a good move and it worked. Tio was into it. Tio didn't expect it, I don't think.
I don't think he expected that to happen.
No. And they had an intense makeup. They were eating each other's faces. She wraps his leg around him. Like
they were hand in hand. That. Chelsea's like, what the fuck?
Chelsea's like, this motherfucker. Yeah. I get why she was frustrated. She's like, he didn't even have a conversation with me. You know, like he didn't even respect me enough to pull me aside and be like, hey, I'm hitting it off with Tia, you know? Mm-hmm. So I get that to a degree, but it's paradise. It's fucking paradise, you know? Like that's just what happens.
And it is like, at the end. It's like, yeah, might as well throw your last Hail Mary out there, see what happens.
Touchdown, baby. Fucking touchdown. So I guess that was a little bit of drama. You know, everybody was kind of like, Aaron's a dick for doing that. But then I don't know. It was everything's so dramatic. But let's get into this Noah and Abigail, man. Let's get into this because I want to chat about this, break this down. Noah has clearly made up his mind, right? Going into prom tonight, he has made up his mind. He is like, he literally in more or less words, he's like, I'm dumping Abigail tonight. It's like, it's going to be really hard. You know, he starts to tear up in his ITM. He's like, this is going to be incredibly difficult. Not looking forward to this. And the conversation, dude, I want to get your opinion on this because
it's going to be hard because I don't know how to cut, like, I don't know where to go with the conversation on this piece.
First of all, I feel like Noah said like 52 times in this conversation. He was stumbling over his words. He was trying to communicate and trying to like express what he was feeling. I don't think he did a great job of it, but Noah or Abigail was just like stone-faced. Like, I felt like she didn't show any emotion.
Yeah. I mean, because while he was saying what he said, like, I mean, I could see where Noah's coming from throughout the course of the season. Like, mm-hmm. you know, now that you are at the end, he's put himself out there a couple times and it's fallen flat every time. And yeah, you just got to pull away. Like, so he is probably you tell a girl you're falling in love with her and you get nothing back. Like
nothing. Not even.
She said that she felt blindsided. And it's like, how do you feel blindsided? He gave you what you wanted.
Yeah. She gets angry. Like the one emotion she showed was anger. Mm-hmm. And she was like, more or less, she was like pissed. She said, you lied to me. You know, like you weren't honest with me. You said you were falling in love with me a couple, like yesterday, and now you're breaking up with me. And it's like, I get that. But at the same time, it's like, you didn't give him any, like he said, I'm falling in love with you. And you were just dead silent. Like, what do you expect the man to do? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
it's hard. This is hard to see.
Yeah.
I don't know how to like really like talk about this one.
Part of me thinks that maybe Abigail had just as like, she doesn't do well with these serious conversations and with these like emotions that she's feeling. She doesn't know how to communicate them.
During the prom, they won likely to stay together after. And then, and this is what kind of confused me because she said the comment, she's like, this is the validation I needed. Like, why did you need validation from a vote?
Good point.
The man told you he was falling in love with you last night. Like, that's not validation.
That's a great point. Yeah. I mean, he shouldn't need other people to like know, you know, your relationship. I don't know. It was a weird man. It didn't really even end. I mean, it did end. She like kind of threw her corsage on the ground and like walked away, but he chased her and it clearly that's where the episode's going to kind of pick up. But I don't, you're right. I don't blame Noah for feeling the way he feels. But I also get where Abigail is coming from as far as like she feels a blind side. It was a bit of a blind side.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like he did say, I'm falling in love with you the day before and now he's breaking up with her. But again, like she didn't give him any. This is a hard conversation. It's just a hard situation because those two have been honestly like them, and Joe and Serena From the beginning, man. They have had
Abigail said, like when she was walking up the stairs or something, like in her ITM, like, you know, Noah's who I've been with this whole time. And it's like,
and well, she said, like, Noah's my entire paradise.
And you know what? You're also his entire paradise.
True.
Like they've been, they've been together since day one.
Very good point. I know. I feel for them both because I think he's frustrated. She's frustrated. I just feel like there's some kind of lack of communication there. Like, I feel like there's something we're missing.
Yeah.
Like they haven't shown, like they did cut them out of a lot of episodes. Like we're missing something in translation. Like, I don't know. And, but maybe they just haven't talked much and that's why we're not getting any screen time from them. I don't know. But that's where it looks like the next episode is kind of going to come pick up on a lot of tears and drama at the prom. And then we're going to get into like proposals, man, which looks super intense. Looks like some people break up. Some people get, whoa, can we talk about Kendall?
Oh, I know. Yeah. She comes back. Yeah.
I had no idea that was happening.
Is she coming to like stop this?
I don't. I think she's coming to give Joe her blessing. Not that he needs it, but
yeah, because like,
I think that's what's happening.
When they show her, she's like smiling. She's kind of happy. Like,
I think she's coming down to like maybe even talk to Serena and be like, listen, Joe's your man. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I think it's something. Yeah. I don't think she's coming down to like be like, I fucking love you again. I don't think. I think it's going to be a very positive thing.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, God, don't do that, Kendall. No, I think it's going to be a very positive thing. But I was shocked when I saw her in the preview. I was like, wait, what? I had no idea. So that's going to be interesting. But yeah, I mean, we got another 3-hour episode, unfortunately. But the finale is here. So we'll see some engagements, some proposals, relationships, making it a breaking. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at. So we'll see you guys next week.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.